WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
That was Love is the Drug by Roxy Music. Welcome back to 90.7, The Morning Show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for your favorite segment, The Weekly Watch, where usually we'll talk about movies, occasionally TV shows, but there is a whole brand of content that has gone unexplored on 90.7, The Morning Show.
That's right.
Christian, why don't you tell us about it?
We're talking about, you know, we live in the digital age, folk, the age of computers. And so today, with y'all, we are going to be discussing the wonders of YouTube. That's right. YouTube, the new age of media.
Wow.
So we're going to be talking about what we've been watching on YouTube lately. We're going to try and spice it up. So I've started becoming a big video essay guy. I've been watching a lot of videos. I watched a video essay on Dune recently that was quite interesting. I watched this very enlightening video essay on politics in France and the history of the centralization of political power in France under the Capetian dynasty. And later, you know, the Valois and the Bourbons.
Interesting. Interesting. My YouTube,
quite enlightening and educational,
is being taken over by shorts.
Oh no, I love YouTube shorts too.
And the thing is, I was really on a Pokemon kick, and I emulated all the games.
Oh yeah.
Watched like the different walkthroughs and like the streamers that all like do all these cool challenges with like ROM hacks of the games. And so now when I go to YouTube shorts, it's just Pokemon, like occasional like J Schlatt. The sleep deprived Minecraft the SDMP.
Oh yeah,
you know, a lot of the content there. It's been a lot of fun. You know, it's kind of bringing back all the great personalities from SMP Live, but it's finally brought them back together.
Indeed,
because you know there was that whole controversy with Call Me Carson, right?
He was
never that funny, but he had this talent for finding these really good people and surrounding himself with them and bringing these people together. These people that can all hold like their own brands.
Yeah,
but then when all that happened, they all went their separate ways, and this is like the first time that they've really kind of come back. And of course, it's not the same. It's never going to be the same. No. But the bring them back together, it's doing a lot. You know, Jay Schlatt's really, really come a long way since then. You know, I'm a big fan of
him. He's really coming to his own.
I know, he's the big guy.
To quote Patrick Bateman. On the air.
A real 90.7 The Morning Show hero he is.
Indeed, yes. We salute Patrick Bateman.
Oh, no.
A great American. Yeah, no, my YouTube shorts, for some reason, lately it's been having a lot of clips of Shameless.
Shameless?
Yeah, yeah. Good show. It's not, you know, it's Always Sunny or anything.
It's not, oh, yeah, so have you been able to watch? I mean, I know you're really busy right now, but have you seen any more It's Always Sunny?
No, I really don't have much time for television. And in fact, most of the video essays I watch is because video essays help me pass out.
I
go to sleep.
That reminds me of something. So I
help me go to sleep.
Back home.
I put them on when I'm ready to go to bed.
Yeah, back home, I had this iPad and I just put on whatever YouTube thing and fall asleep too, right?
Yeah.
Like many people have something like that, right? And so I had this iPad and it's like a very old iPad, like one of the first few generations. It's a huge monster. Like they don't even make iPads as big as the one I have anymore. At least they didn't for a while. And it's just so old that not long ago, I tried to open YouTube and I can't.
Oh no!
YouTube was no longer compatible with this mammoth iPad. So what I did is go to the browser,
and you look up YouTube.
I saved it to as an icon because apparently my iPad got that update.
Yeah.
And
but not the actually able to open the YouTube app. Yeah.
And so I can save it to my home screen, and so it just opens a tab. So I have to like close tabs of YouTube videos, but it still works. And the best thing, because of how the incompatibility and even the browser kind of barely works, it's like an older video player.
Yeah,
I can skip through ads. I can fast forward through ads.
Oh, that's
just
great.
Drag the little thing, like boop, boop.
Well, that's
boop.
Wonderful.
And so that's,
I need to get an extremely outdated iPad, I guess.
It probably isn't that hard to do.
No.
So my daily watch is, you know, when I'm back home, I just got that iPad going, and it's a real treat.
Oh yeah.
You know, because I wake up in the morning and I'm
acting like P. Diddy.
Yeah. And I turn the iPad, you know, like I turn the iPad off, you know, and I'm like, all right. And then I get ready to go outside.
Should not have made that reference. I just realized.
No, shouldn't have. And so I wake up and I'll turn the iPad off, you know, bring it like out of bed so I can charge it. But then I need to get ready for the day. But I need to know what to wear. But I can only know what to wear if I know what's going on outside.
Oh, you're 100%.
And if you want to find out what you should wear today, for you think you can figure out what's going outside if you listen to the
Weather report. Do not distort the weather report. Weather report.
What's the weather looking like,
all
Andrew?
All right. Good morning, Tuscaloosa. It's a high of 74 and a low of 61, and it's currently 65 degrees. Expect it to be cloudy until 2 p.m. when the rain starts, and at 4 p.m. when the lightning starts. It's gonna be a beautiful day. The feels like it's 65 degrees and 87% humidity. You know, Kristen, it's not the heat that gets it, it's the humidity. Humidity on the
weather report.
Whether the weather is good or bad, we've always got something to make you glad on 90.7 The Morning Show. Kristen, hit us with our weekly affirmation.
Today I will make sure if any bad weather happens that I'm close to a safe place and that I have adequate head coverings. However, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, no tornadoes or anything will happen. But once again, if I do, I'm not caught out in an area where I cannot fulfill proper safety protocols. That's a classic Alabama daily affirmation. Real Alabamians, real people from West Alabama and Central Alabama know. Also, remember, dear listeners, if tornadoes do happen today, which there is a chance they do happen, sadly, make sure to find a safe space, preferably a basement or some type place like that, or a bathroom, specifically in your tub, nowhere near any windows. And if you have a football helmet or a baseball helmet or some form of hard head covering, like a hard hat, put it on. And stay safe and make sure to listen. If you have a weather radio or something like that, maybe an old boombox, turn it on to a radio station that carries the weather and make sure to listen to that.
All right. But speaking of what people should be listening to, we're going to take it back to the music and we'll see you all in a few minutes on 90.7 The Morning Show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
It's like a Greek chorus.
And
that was a lot of the design of the show, was to use the jury as a Greek chorus, you know, to kind of commentate upon the events happening.
From the background. I think that's pretty crazy.
I think that's a good rundown on all of it.
But I am not crazy. I knew he swapped those numbers. I knew it was 1216, one after the Magna Carta, as if I could ever make such a mistake. Never. Never. I just couldn't prove it. He covered his tracks. He got that idiot at the copy shop to lie for him. You think this is something? You think this is bad? This chicanery? He's done worse. That billboard. Are you telling me a man just happens to fall like that? No, he orchestrated it. Jimmy! He defecated through a sunroof, and I saved him. And I shouldn't have. Took him into my own firm. What was I thinking? He'll never change. Ever since he was 9, always the same. Couldn't keep his hands out of the cash drawer. But not our Jimmy. Couldn't be our precious Jimmy. And he gets to be a lawyer? What a sick joke. I should have stopped him when I had the chance. And you have to stop him.
So yeah, there's a little chicanery for you.
Yeah,
Shout out Better Call Saul.
Shout out Chuck.
Shout out Chuck.
Chuck McGill. Rest in peace.
Indeed. All right, Big King.
All right. Well,
not to be confused with with the Chuck that used to own Sneed's Feed and Seed, if you remember your Simpsons.
Oh, well, they look up that reference. Let's put it back to the music with Wonderful Time by Certainly So, and we'll see you all in a few minutes on 90.7 The Morning Show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
That was Wonderful Time by Certainly So. And Christian, do you know what time it is?
I'm looking down at my watch. I think it might be time for to celebrate our favorite holiday of the year.
Yeah, what's that?
I think it could possibly be Weezer Wednesday. On 90.7, the Capstone's Wednesday morning show.
All right, so what happened today in Weezer history?
Well, you know, I'm here on our favorite website, Weezerpedia, where we get all of our learning and education from. And I saw that today, April the 10th, 6 years ago now, it's 2024.
Wow.
I forget that sometimes. I think it's 2023. Anyway, Rivers Cuomo performed a solo acoustic concert at the Beat Kitchen in Chicago, Illinois.
All right.
And the 15th song he played was this great song called L.A. Girls by Weezer.
Girls.
And we just so happen to have it pulled up for y'all.
We do?
We do!
Should we let them listen to it?
I think we ought to.
All right, well, here's L.A. Girls by Weezer.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Lullaby by The Cure. Welcome back to 90.7
The Morning Show.
And here on The Morning Show, we love to celebrate the day.
Yeah, every day's worth celebrating on The Morning Show.
And I found that it's National Siblings Day. That's right, April 10th, National Siblings Day. Shout out to all you siblings out there. Indeed. And all of you with siblings out there, shout out to your siblings as well.
Indeed, yeah.
Covers a lot of people.
Yeah, so, you know, I know you have a sibling, Andrew.
I do. I do happen to have an older sister.
Yeah.
The great Amelia. She, you know, just recently graduated from Oklahoma State.
Go Cowboys.
Go Cowboys. And we're from outside of Dallas, so go Cowboys.
Yeah.
It's a lot of Cowboys.
I know. Fuck. Hey, not the Dallas Cowboys. Hey, screw them. We don't like them.
Bro watches a few seasons of It's Always Sunny. Now he's an Eagles fan.
No, up here, smoke more or less. I'm a Saints fan. Who dat nation, baby? Who dat? Who dat? Who dat think they going to beat them Saints?
A lot of people.
Okay, we had a winning record this season. I don't want to hear it. We nearly made the playoffs, if not for the tiebreaker against
the
Buccaneers.
Anyway, Amelia.
We're so back. Y'all don't understand how back we are.
Well, you might be back, but it's our year.
No. Y'all say that every year. And
exactly.
And we all... Okay, but this isn't NFL discussion time.
This is about Amelia. Okay, so
Word
Amelia
to your sister.
Is now at Chapman University in California studying film, chasing her dreams. She has that California living.
And California dreaming.
California dreaming.
And such a
California
winter's day.
Living. And I'm holding up a picture of me and Amelia in France. I'm holding the best baguette I've ever eaten that cost me like a dollar. Nice vanilla Coke. And Amelia looks like Where's Waldo holding a croissant. But I love her so much. And I love this photo of us.
Ah, excellent.
It really sums up our sibling relationship.
Oh, yeah.
And miss her a lot. It's been a little second since I see her. She's very busy.
She's very busy. Y'all are on, you know, opposite sides of the nation.
Yeah. So I haven't seen her since we're out about Christmas times.
Oh, darn.
You know, didn't go home for, you know, spring break and whatnot. So I miss her, you know. Shout out to Amelia.
Shout out Amelia.
Love you.
Yeah, if you're listening
in California time, she never listens to the morning show
because
it's very, very early.
At least now we can finally record again, so she could theoretically listen.
She should be listening, that's right.
She should, yeah.
I'm going to find her the recording.
Record them again. Yeah, well, you know, I have my beloved older brother, Brandon. Word to my older brother, Brandon. He's a great guy. He works at Scott's Turf out in Vance.
All right.
He's an absolutely phenomenal father. And so I'm actually going to hold up to our listeners. I'm going to hold up this picture, not of me and him, but because I'm so proud of the man he's become and the dad that he is to my niece, my beloved niece, Avery. She's like 4 and a half. I'm going to hold up a picture of him and Avery to the my niece to the microphone for all our listeners to see. Because. So yeah, shout out to my older brother Brandon. He's a lovely father, a lovely man, and he's a lovely brother. He's a great brother, the best I could ever ask for.
People are saying he's the best.
That's true. He's about, quite frankly, he's the best. Many people are saying this. So yeah, shout out to our siblings, Amelia and Brandon. We're fans of these two people here
they're,
on the morning show.
You know, real big fans.
Real big fans. Yeah, huge fans.
Huge fans. But we like to celebrate the day, but we also...
Well, first off, there's another big thing.
Oh?
You know, for any of our Muslim listeners, we would like to wish you an Eid Mubarak, you know, happy feasting.
You know,
today on, I believe it's, I'm gonna absolutely kill the pronunciation, so apologies to anyone that speaks Arabic, but it's Eid al-Fitr. And so Eid Mubarak, everyone's celebrating Eid al-Fitr today.
Yeah, so we celebrate all the days. It's also National Hug Your Dog Day.
Oh, it's national. Oh, I miss my dog.
And if you don't have a dog, now's a good time to get one.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, I guess let me hold up an image of my dog and my niece hugging my dog.
Aww.
Speaking of my niece, this, even though my niece, neither of the holidays had to do with my niece necessarily, I managed to find a way to include her in both. So shout out to Avery.
Wow.
She's like almost five now.
Aww.
Great kid. One of the better ones. Many, you know, she's phenomenal, folks, quite frankly. Anyway.
But we like to celebrate the day, but we also like to celebrate the Crimson White.
That's true. It's time
where
for
we get all our news and views. The Crimson White, they're quite literally our neighbors.
They
walk down the hall for 3 seconds and you're in their workspace.
Indeed.
You know, Office of Student Media represent. We got WVUA-FM. We've got 1956 magazine.
We've got
the Crimson White.
And we've got Alice, which I believe tomorrow are having their launch party.
Having the launch party. And next week.
I'm also featured in articles.
Really? And next week you can expect to start seeing the new copies of 1956 and Alice around campus.
So, yeah, big news for those that love print media. I know I do.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing like pen and paper.
I actually already have my copy of 1956.
Oh,
the new one.
Excellent. Yeah.
Yeah. I got it at the launch party last night.
Oh, yeah. I'm sad I couldn't attend that because I wanted to attend that.
It was in the Great Hall.
Oh,
right
that's
by
awesome.
the where we're doing rehearsal for during rehearsal.
Yeah, no, I saw it.
And
I should have swung by. I didn't think to. But, you know, I wish I could have attended that watch party because I wanted to. And then I really wish, since I'm featured in an article, that I could attend the Alice when Alas rehearsals. But. We have news.
All right, news and views. Oh, and also we have Marsfield Journal. We were listed.
Oh, and the Marsfield. How did we forget? I'm friends with the editor. Shout out, Sarah.
It's just we kind of went on a tangent.
We did. Yeah, we did actually.
Crimson White, 1956, Marsfield Journal, WVUA-FM, and Alice.
And also the Southern Historian, but I've never met a single person on their staff. Are they defunct? I don't know what's going on.
I don't think they might be on hiatus. I think it's probably one of those cases where like it was being carried by a bunch of students who graduated.
Yeah, I don't know. I just have never met a person on their staff, but I know people on the staff. Of every other one.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that's beside the point. The Crimson White, where we get all our
news
and
views
with important on-campus news. This is from April the 7th. This was Honors Day, if y'all remember.
Okay.
No, it was Sunday, but it's about Honors Day because that's when the inauguration was.
Mm.
This is from Ethan Henry, news editor of the Crimson White. I am a fellow Bluntee, I must say. Great guy. The 113th Student Government Association inaugurated. Awards recipients celebrated during Honors Week. So the Student Government Association held an inauguration ceremony by Gorgas House to swear in members of the university's 113 SGA. President Samad Giuliani, Chief Justice Nick Smith, the Executive Council of the Student Judiciary, and all 50 newly elected senators were all sworn in during this ceremony, featuring a speech by Samad Giuliani, introducing himself, thanking... Also, these are all exact quotes. Mm-hmm. Just want to make sure that I'm not accused of stealing her. Anyway, introducing himself and thanking those who worked in and alongside the 112th SGA. He then spoke about his own background, and he talked about himself being a first-generation student and his perspective being a first-gen student. And then former President Dobbs reflected on his time in the SGA in a statement to the Crimson White and said he's proud of the positive contributions of the 112th administration made over this past year. His most proud moments were the successes of the individuals around him. And so that's a lovely little statement from President Dobbs and a lovely speech from what I've seen in this article from newly elected President Giuliani or newly inaugurated President Giuliani. And so, you know, new student, new SGA in, new government in.
Well, that's
officially inaugurated.
Very exciting. You
indeed,
know?
Yeah. It's a new day in the world of campus government.
I mean, it's pretty important stuff.
So true.
You know, your vote matters. You know,
I for one welcome our new overlords, to quote Futurama.
All right. Well, I for one welcome a little bit of music.
Indeed, a little Fever Pitch
by what was it? Hotel Mura.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back to
90.7's The Morning Show.
And there's something big that's happened in my life here on campus.
Indeed, this is really important.
A magnitude. So I've always ranted on the Student Center Auntie Anne's because they never carried favorite, the pepperoni nuggets.
They don't
nuggets.
Have the pepperoni nuggets.
For those of you who don't know, the pepperoni nuggets are, they taste amazing, better. It's not just like, because like the normal nuggets, it's like your cinnamon sugar, your normal ones. They're just bite-sized versions of the bigger real pretzel. But the pepperoni nuggets
are their own thing.
Way better than the pepperoni pretzel. Each one has its own pepperoni on it.
Yeah,
each
it improves the bite. Pepperoni to pretzel ratio.
Yes.
Because I've always said this about pepperoni like pretzels, be it the one at Sam's Club or the mm-hmm, one at Auntie Anne's, mm-hmm. There's always way too much pretzel to topping.
Exactly. But the nugget ratio, and it's not as crisp. It's like a softer, and you don't feel as disgusting eating the pepperoni nuggets as you do a pepperoni pretzel.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Probably the lack of grease.
Yeah, I think there's less grease.
And or you're not looking at the grease because it's not on top of the pretzel.
Exactly. And so it's a great ratio. And we never had it. We never had it. But then I look at the menu after like spring break. And so this has been a second, and I haven't seen him serve it yet, but I also haven't asked too many times. But lo and behold, the menu is now like a full mall Auntie Anne's menu. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's got all here. The lemonades, the pepperoni nuggets, the cinnamon chicken. It's got everything.
Man, those lemonades.
They hit. Well, I was saying this, I never go to the, before we got on break, we were discussing this. You know, I randomly crave lemonades, and for some reason, I I'm kicking myself in the foot. I just never think to go to the Auntie Anne's when I'm craving a lemonade. I'll go to like Chick-fil-A, but it's quite frankly the best lemonade on campus.
Yeah, like it's very like fake. You know, it's like it's not like your natural lemonade,
but in
like,
the best way
sometimes
possible.
It hits. Yeah, like they commit to it. They
There's
go full synthetic.
It.
You get your different flavors.
Yeah,
like your different lemonades. I think there's a blueberry.
There's a blueberry.
There's a red one. I don't know what it is.
It's yeah.
And even the classic lemonade
red.
Hits.
You know, anything with red 40 is going
to I love to do is I'll get my pretzel and my lemonade,
mm-hmm.
and I, you know, finish my lemonade, and then because the intense right by the Subway, so I'll have my cup, and then I'll go refill it with, like, a Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah.
At Subway, because it's one of the few places on campus you can get Dr. Pepper.
That's true. And then it's I think the Subway is the only place on campus you can get Dr. Pepper, the two Subways. I'm not sure.
Wendy's.
Oh, yeah, Wendy's has Dr. Pepper, too. I forgot about
Chick-fil-A,
that.
Chick-fil-A, Dr. Pepper.
Do they? I didn't know Chick-fil-A
I'm pretty,
Dr. Pepper.
No, Chick-fil-A has Dr. Pepper.
Okay, well, anyway, it's the only, like, soda fountain where you can get refills.
Yeah,
that has Dr.
yes,
Pepper.
Yes. It's the only
That's
place
what
you
I
can
should
get
say,
refills.
Yes.
Canes
has Dr. Pepper, I think. But anyway, you can't refill your drink. Point
you
being is it's the only place you can
so
get unlimited Dr. Pepper, theoretically.
Unlimited Dr. Pepper glitch on campus.
Indeed.
And
no offense to Pibb, because, you know, personally, sometimes
I've
crave.
I've never had Mr. Pibb really before coming here.
I really
like it, you know.
I like it. To me, it's a milder flavor.
I just like soda in general.
Real.
And
no, sometimes you crave a soda pop.
Mr. Pibb's better than Big Red, I'll tell you that.
I like Big Red.
When it comes to Big Red, I'm just going to chew on some double bubble gum.
Okay,
because it's the
fair
exact
enough.
Same flavor. I feel, I'm drinking bubble gum. It's kind of surreal.
It kind of is drinking bubble gum.
It's exactly like drinking
with a little cream soda. It's like you poured a shot.
It is like a slightly creamier, but they're the same.
That's
anyway. But that lemonade. The lemonade. I swear there's caffeine in it.
There's a bit. I don't think it's like Panera Charge lemonade.
No, but I swear.
Maybe it's like a cup of Joe or at least a glass of Coke.
Your first cup of coffee. Yeah.
At least a glass of Coke.
And I kind
of
like, I think it's weird that I don't know. Like, I feel like it should be advertised.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't immediately think caffeine.
Maybe because it's artificial. It's all the artificial dyes in there winding up. Because I don't know about you, but if I was like when I was a kid, if I had any yellow dye, I'd be jacked up worse than any amount of caffeine could. Like, you know, I could drink as many Cokes as I want to, and I'd be normal with all the caffeine. But the single second my lips touched a Mountain Dew as a child, I'd be off the walls.
What about the mellow yellow?
Either of them. It's just all that mellow dye.
I'm surprised. Like, we have like a fresh food company has like the mellow yellow there.
Yeah.
I like to, you know, there's a lot of good combinations. I call it the swamp water. Mellow yellow and Powerade.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
one. Mellow yellow and lemonade. And sometimes lemonade and Powerade. Or all three.
Lemonade Powerade is a classic combo.
Powerade is very powerful, so you definitely want to use more mellow yellow or lemonade to your
Powerade. Yeah, no, 100%. It's an overpowering flavor, the Blue Mountain. You know, and other than that, other than random beverages and Auntie Anne's,
the beverages, also food.
And Auntie Anne's, we were winging it.
We were winging
a bit, or we're fixing to wing it with y'all. And by that I mean discuss chicken wings.
Because I've had all the wings on the strip.
Yeah.
Right? And I have
I haven't had
favorites.
All of them on the strip, but I've had plenty of wing spots around.
Yeah, you might even know more than me.
I do. I haven't had Voodoo, though.
And you haven't had Voodoo.
I haven't had the Voodoo wings.
See, Voodoo is, it's like exactly what you want. You know, then they take your dining dollars, bam, the cash, whatever it might be, kind of on the expensive end of all the wing options, but you're getting exactly what you want.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's valid. You know, and I just go to Beefeals when I want to use dining dollars on my wings. I need to try Voodoo. I do.
Buffalo Fills has the better sides and all that. But okay, Voodoo wings. You can refill your beverage. They have mug root beer.
They have mug. Mug is on the menu.
They have mug root beer.
Me when mug is on the as a mug blooded American. This is excellent.
I'm drinking gallons of mug root beer.
It's so darn hard to find mug. There's too many Barks places. Not enough mug places.
You don't like seeing in stores. You don't like, you know. But yeah, Voodoo Wing Company.
Oh, excellent.
You get your big cup of mug root beer.
Big cup
whatever,
of
whatever, you know,
mug
wings
watch.
You want. You get your ranch and you get like your French fry, the like wedge things. They're pretty good.
Oh, they
and they taste really good in the ranch, your extra sauce that's at the bottom.
Now, we were also discussing hot take Wingstop. Overrated. Let me explain. And you can tell me if you agree with my judging system. Now, when I want to judge objectively if a chicken wing spot is good, I go on two flavors. Original Buffalo, Honey Barbecue.
Those are classics. You know?
Wingstop, they don't have the best of either of them. They're meh. Now, they win because people go to them because they have interesting specialty flavors. Like, the spicy Korean, it's very good.
Special Dallas Cowboys lemon dry rub.
Oh, did they? Oh, that does
sound
good.
Yeah, it was really good.
The Cajun rub's good. They have extremely good ranch. But the thing is, based on my rating scale of two flavors, they're just all right. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
They're kind of meh. They're overrated.
If you want that niche, you go there. But if you just want, the mood for chicken wings, you're
classic
not going to go there.
Classic hot wing. I don't want to go there.
You know, unless it's the only thing in the area, but it's chicken wings. It's usually not.
No.
But it reminds me, I have a very similar system.
You do? Okay, let's
all right. Pizza places.
Pizza places.
Because everyone loves these like fun
flavors.
Artisan pizza places. No. If a pizza place does not have a good cheese pizza.
A good cheese slice.
They don't have good pizza.
No, I'd concur because I don't do cheese. I do pepperoni is my judgment. Yeah. But still, it's very similar. These are like the two most classic.
You can do either or.
Sometimes you could even get away with an Italian sausage if you're feeling frisky.
You know, because that's still pretty classic. But yeah, like a cheese. But the thing is, pepperoni also works.
Yeah.
But a pepperoni still has a chance of making a mediocre cheese pizza taste better.
That is true. That is true.
So it's at its essence.
At its essence.
Cheese pizza has to be good.
Pizza in its purest form is cheese pizza. That's true.
And so it's a very, very similar sort of rating scale. And I feel you with the wings. When I tested all the wings on the strip, I got buffalo wings.
That's true.
Buffalo is just my favorite. You know,
it's
basic.
If I'm craving a wing, like sometimes I'm like, I want barbecue or I want lemon pepper, and I'll get it. But if I just have a craving for a wing in its most basest form, if I just want wing, it is buffalo.
Okay, well, we talk about Wingstop and overrated. What are your opinions on Buffalo Wild Wings?
It's pretty good. It's not great. It's pretty good. But I do enjoy the BOGO Wing Thursdays.
Yeah, they've really expanded their menu in the last
They have,
years.
Like their burgers. I've never gotten a burger, but I have friends that'll go there and they'll get burgers and they say they're quite good.
They have like their wings. They're really good about getting you just extra cups of sauce.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Their French fries are really good.
Oh, they do have good
onion
fries.
Onion rings. They have like pretzel. All they have. You can get a whole spread of things.
You can. Mm. It's quite interesting.
And
Hot take I forgot to mention when discussing wing ratings. Certain sauces go better on certain types of wings.
Yeah.
I've been saying this as in, with my rating system of the two classics, Honey Barbecue is much better on boneless wings. Buffalo is much better on traditional wings. That's my take.
I agree definitely. I don't get boneless wings.
I don't get them like, much, but like if they're on sale, like but B-Dubs does BOGO Wing Thursdays. Applebee's does 50 Cent Wing Day.
It's because I think if you the bone's out, there are much better ways to eat chicken.
Well, no, 100%. And also a boneless wing, it really isn't a wing. It's just a big nugget tossed in sauce. It's still good as a sauce delivery mechanism.
It's a higher effort nugget.
It's just a sauce delivery system, essentially. Yeah. And like I said, I still like I get them if they're on sale.
Because wings, part of wings is an experience. It's the holding it and the
it's the chicken skin being on there still. You know,
I could understand. You know, if you want boneless wings, you know, like if you want to eat neater, because like the mess on your like your face and your hands
can be
annoying.
Yeah, and eating
the hands
instead of getting a fork and poking.
You know, and I mean, at the end of the day, it's good chicken, so you can't really knock it. Chicken.
No, I'm not knocking boneless wings. I'm just saying, A, one flavor goes better with them, and B, I normally just get boneless wings. If there's a deal going on them as opposed to bone-in wings.
Yeah.
And frequently, places do specials on boneless wings but won't on bone-in wings. You know what I mean? Like B-Dub's BOGO Wing Thursday.
So what's your go-to for wings?
Go-to for wings in Wing Space? The place I go to the most just because it's really close, as in it's like a five-minute walk from my apartment.
Yeah.
Don't have to hop in a car or nothing, is the Wing Zone.
Is that good?
It's pretty darn good. It's good. They have interesting sides there because they have like fried mac and cheese bites.
Oh.
And they're quite good.
Okay, that's
sometimes
a new one.
Yeah, no, they're really good. I highly recommend the fried mac and cheese bites there.
Man, yeah, but we got the Auntie Anne's, which I feel like today now I have to like stop by and see if they got those pepperoni nuggets. Even if they're like, yeah, we need to make them, I will wait. Like, I will wait for those.
Yeah.
To just like come back because like, give them to me. Like, I haven't had them in months since last time I was at, you know, University Mall.
Yeah.
But it's great. All right. Well, let's take it back to some music. First, we got some messages for you, but we'll see you here soon on 90.7 The Morning Show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
That was Darling by Real Estate. Welcome back to 90.7 The Morning Show. We continued our amazing food conversation and we're ranting on, we were yapping on pizzas for a bit. We're talking about the pizza on campus, the pizza off campus, and man, there's so much pizza.
There's so many pizza chains.
There's too many pizza chains.
Many pizza chains. We're discussing how Little Caesars has a special place in our hearts.
Yeah, I feel like Little Caesars is our top, you know.
Yeah.
Is 90.7 The Morning Show.
It's
the
so affordable.
Supporter of
Little Caesars.
Of Little Caesars pizza.
This was not an official endorsement.
Not an endorsement.
FCC, Federal Communications Commission, that was not an official endorsement by this radio station of Little Caesars Pizza.
We, the two individuals on this show, both personally.
These were our personal views.
Of Little Caesars.
Also, I discussed my view that certain flavors of pizza are better on certain types of crust.
Yeah, because this was inspired.
I was saying, this was inspired by the Pizza Hut on campus, you know, the Pizza Hut Express, because they only serve personal pan pizza. I was saying, I really wish they didn't do that, because sometimes I want a Meat Lover's Pizza, and in my opinion, the Meat Lover's Pizza is best served on that, like, Pizza Hut thin cracker crust, you know, the real crispy crust. But then Supreme Pizza is best served in that pan form. And that's my take on the issue.
Yeah, because, like, the toppings just fall off.
They do.
On those pan ones.
Yeah, like, the mushrooms will fall off, you know. I don't know. I can't explain it, really.
It just doesn't work.
It just doesn't work.
But when are we getting Little Caesars on campus?
So true. And we were discussing he's never been to Hungry Howie's.
I have never been.
We discussed the wonders of Howie bread.
You know what pizza place we didn't talk about? CeCe's.
See, in fact, I ate Cece's last week.
Really?
I love Cece's.
You have to go out of your way for
Cece's. No, Cece's is always out of the way. It's never in the way.
It's never. It's wonderful. You have to have a premeditated plan to go to Cece's.
I've never gotten pizza from Cece's, like a whole pizza from Cece's.
I've only eaten the buffet
once, and that was one of my friends for some reason got a pizza from Cece's. But the buffet hits. It's something special.
The desserts are pretty good.
Specifically, it's hard to find. For some reason, it's always the first dessert to go there. Mm-hmm. The Bavarian, not to be confused with the apple pie dessert pizza, which is the Bavarian cream pizza with the apples on top. The Bavarian cream pizza.
Oh.
Immaculate.
Anyway, I need to go back to Cece's. It's been too long. Let me in the buffet.
Let me cook.
Like, I'm not going to eat for a few days and then I'm going to go in there and I'm going to be a monster.
Real. No one's seen an eater like, you know.
Oh, man.
It's like Joey Chestnut levels.
My dad met Joey Chestnut one time.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
He met the Joey Chestnut?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If it wouldn't take me so long to find the photo, I would hold it up to the audience.
Listeners, if you know one of us personally, please text us next week and remind us to show up the image of Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut, if you're listening.
Also, Joey Chestnut, if you're listening, please call in. Actually, don't, because we're fixing to have to sign off.
Oh, yeah. Next time.
Joey Chestnut, call in next week if you're listening, along with Danielle.
Yeah, you can.
Danielle, you haven't called in for yet another week. Please call.
Wednesdays, 8 to 10 a.m. You can catch us next week on The Morning Show. I've been Andrew Howdige.
I've been Christian Martin.
And we'll see you all next week.
Stay gold, pony boys.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.